Good morning, it's Gemma here. I do hope you're well and that you had a nice Christmas and just want to wish you a happy new year. I'm talking to you on a Tuesday, which is my day off from work. But today was slightly different in that we now have the children at home with us and lockdown three is upon us. It's tricky having the boys at home, making sure that they have everything they need, making sure they're doing some schoolwork and some learning, trying to balance work and everything else that goes on. But we did it once and we will do it again. I have every faith that we will be fine through this. So no need to worry, hey? Have you made any New Year's resolutions? I have simply just rolled over everything I wanted to achieve in 2020 and hope that I can actually get to do some of them in 2021. So, as is customary at the start of the new year, I wanted to take a look back over our recent talks about exploring church. I wanted to share my thoughts. It was such a wonderful series and so lovely to hear from lots of our church family. And I think that Rose, with the help of Helen in December, provided us with a wonderful reminder of some of the activities we accomplished over the last 18 months, but also reminded us of our struggles. Many of us contributed to the prayer tree, and I hope to see it in some shape or form in 2021, because many of the points are still relevant. Rose talked about leaving disappointment behind, something I think we can all relate to in 2020. Today is actually my father-in-law's birthday. Another reminder that at present we cannot be together to celebrate these life events. Imagine how many birthday cakes are going to be consumed when the time of household mixing returns. But look at how much we have accomplished within our little community. The Alpha Course, a great success. Many years of the Chapel Coffee House. Open the Book at the local schools. Sunday school for our children, Monday night football and women's badminton at John Grant. But above all, there were prayer requests for unity and healing of our church body. And what an answer to prayer we received with the arrival of Elizabeth and Kevin despite a pandemic. In October, Elizabeth shared her thoughts on character. One word that particularly stood out for me was the word body. I think that in 2020 we've all thought about our own physical body more than any other time. Maybe your physical body has been unwell. Maybe you have thought about COVID and how your body would cope with it. But we as a church are a body, and Elizabeth spoke about us all being placed by God, all with different gifts to bring to the body. Everybody has something to give. Romans 12:4-8 reads, "For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to give encouragement, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. One body, different gifts, devoted to each other in love." I was in conversation with Elizabeth this week about an exciting opportunity about community. So much of church is about community. And for me, it really is the centre of my faith. Church is about so much more than meeting in a building, and I think that 2020 has proven that. As was said early on in the depths of 2020, our buildings may be shut, but the church was very much open. I'm so proud to say that I am part of the Light of Life body, and the work that we did and will do in our community. Listening back to some of the talks over our series, there is one word that was continually spoken, and that word was love. Rose told us to learn to love first. Elizabeth told us to love through kindness. And Marie told us that love connects us all. How can we as a body of Christ show love in 2021? I don't know the answer to that, but I am excited and energised to start exploring the answer as and when the time for us to be together comes. And just more some personal thoughts from myself. Hopefully you will have listened to our Hemsby House group talk on churching through the pandemic. We discussed the struggles we've all faced with working at home with our children, missing our family and missing that structure and routine to our lives. But also talking about some of the things that perhaps weren't so good with church, and maybe some of those things can be laid down. In our group, we shared our thoughts on how we kept in touch, studying and laughing and just sharing time together. For me personally, I think back to when I spoke in church a few years ago now about Martha and Mary. Marie reminded me of this when she shared that her house group were reading a book about eliminating hurry, and I definitely need to borrow that book once you're finished, please. Pre-pandemic life for me was a balancing act. A part-time worker, Sunday school teacher, cafe committee member, a cafe volunteer, a friend, a sister, an auntie, a daughter, a wife, a mum. Then March 2020 hit and bam, a time of stillness. I was still all those things, but suddenly I had time. I had more time to be like Mary and a little less Martha. So, although I have not had our usual church, e.g. the physical act of going to church, I've read my Bible so much more than at any time of my life. I've studied on my own and as a group. I've listened to sermons from other churches and other countries, and I've learnt to explore church in other ways. Earlier, I asked if you had set any New Year's resolutions. I'm on the fence about them, to be honest. In some ways, I think setting goals and ambitions is a healthy thing to do. But in other ways, are we setting ourselves up for a fall if we don't meet them? So instead, how about a challenge? I was intrigued to listen to Hannah Farman's thoughts on exploring church and her journey. From her talk, I couldn't help but be challenged. So, with her permission, I've highlighted three what I see as challenges for us to think about over the coming year. Maybe you want to think of your own, or concentrate your efforts and energy into just one. 1. How can I be an on-fire disciple of Jesus in 2021? 2. How can I reflect heaven here on earth? And 3. Can I create a shift in thinking? I will elaborate a little more on that last one. Hannah talked about apprehending the kingdom power that is available to us all, but this can only be achieved through changing the way we think. And I'll finish with the quote that Hannah shared from Bill Johnson: "The renewed mind makes hope possible." On Friday, as part of the email, hopefully there would be a link to a song. This song is a song that I've kind of gone back to a lot over 2020. And I think given Boris's announcement yesterday made me go back to it. I haven't listened to it for a while as we kind of eased out of lockdown. But I really would like you to have a listen to it if you're able to. It's by one of our favourite bands, Rend Collective. And it's called "I Choose to Worship." And I'm just going to read some of the lyrics to you that really stood out to me. So, choosing to worship. I will praise you through the fire, through the storm and through the flood. In the midst of the darkest night, it won't burn out. You are good when life is not. So, please have a listen and see what you think. We're going to end in prayer. I'm going to read a prayer. And as part of today's homeschooling, the boys also wrote a prayer. Harry wrote a prayer about Thanksgiving, and Ben wrote a prayer about protection. So I hope you'll enjoy those. But I'm going to pray first. So here we go. Dear Jesus, we thank you for the new year and all that it will bring. We pray that this year is a year of love. Lord, show us how we, as a church body, can show love to our community, to our family, and to those who do not feel loved. Lord, we lift up those who are affected by the pandemic. We pray for those who are alone, those that are unwell with COVID and other illnesses, and our wonderful healthcare workers, teachers, emergency services and essential workers, all working to keep our communities going. We pray for those businesses affected by the restrictions. We pray a blessing over those families and that you will take away the worry and stress. We pray for our government and world leaders. We pray that they make compassionate decisions. We particularly pray that there will be a fair and even distribution of the vaccines for those countries not as fortunate as our own. And Lord, we lift our own church body into your arms. Let this year be a year of healing, unity and love. We pray for the Howard family as they embark on a new chapter as a foster family. We pray protection over that household. We pray for Dan and Ruth and Thomas as they enter a new phase of their lives. We lift them all up to you in your name. Amen.
Dear God, we thank you that we were able to have a lovely Christmas with Grandma and Greg, Dad and Auntie Laura. We thank you for my teachers and for my friends. We ask that everyone keeps happy and healthy in lockdown. And we pray it is soon over. Amen.
Dear God, will you help us during lockdown to protect everyone from the virus? We hope it is over soon. We especially pray for our hospital workers. Please protect them. Lord, we also pray for relationships and for those who are lonely. Amen.